In this course, we are going to run through social media strategy and how to actually plan ahead and create your content. Now, social media marketing is all about building relationships. And with half of the world on social media, you've got a potential customer that you haven't reached yet somewhere on social media. They are simply waiting for you and your quality content. So it's important to remember that social media is social. And if you want the ability to change the way your customers feel about your company, you need to open a communication channel. And that gives you the power to control your reputation. Now, people want to engage with real humans, real emotions, and real opportunities. So it is all about building relationships. So being a step ahead of your competition in your local area and in your market is just the beginning. It's also important to remember that your David Reed Holmes business pages aren't personal pages. Now, people do want to connect with you. So of course, putting out some personal content occasionally is great, but you want to keep your social media profile for your franchise consistent with the David Reed Holmes brand that you have bought into, or even raise the standard higher. So you need to produce content that your audience will find useful. And really, your audience is anybody that's in the home service or building industry, or anybody that's looking to build a home. Creating content really shouldn't be that hard. People in this industry tend to enjoy content such as how-to guides, tutorial videos, home improvement suggestions. So what we're going to run through now is creating a system for you and your business that you can use moving forward, allowing you to focus on what you do best, but still get your marketing out there. What is a content strategy? It's effectively a plan in which you use audio, visual, or written content to achieve your business goals. And a successful content strategy will attract your target audience at every stage of the buying process and to keep them engaged, hopefully, after they've started working with you. You've got to include content on topics that are unique to you and your company while maintaining your professionalism. So don't be afraid to show your personality. Storytelling, being transparent, connecting. It's understanding what it is that your clients want to know or learn. Creating the kind of content, how-to guides, tutorials, even common home building mistakes. It's all about educating and showing up as the expert in your field. Content marketing is really the art of communicating with your customers without hard selling. Instead of pitching your products or your services, you deliver information that makes potential clients trust you. And over time, with consistent delivering of valuable information, they ultimately reward you with business and loyalty. Good content marketing and having a good content strategy makes people stop and read and think and behave differently. A social media content strategy is like a map and a guidebook rolled into one. It's an essential document that tells you how to get from point A to point B and to ensure a return on your investment. And everything that you do with your marketing, whether it's getting your staff to spend time creating content or the content that you create, you've got to look at what your return on investment is. And having a content strategy and having a plan actually tells you where to post, what to post, and how often to post to meet your goals. It gives you direction as well as a way to reach your destination. Now, further in this course, I'll be running you through a planner that we use in my agency for all of our clients, and it will just make planning so much easier for you. And as I said, it literally becomes a document that tells you when to post, and what to do. So you're not thinking all the time and trying to second guess the information that you put out, that it's a document that your team can rely on as well. And it keeps everybody on the same page. So five things that you really need to keep an eye on when it comes to your content strategy is you need to set goals that align with your brand. If one of your social media content marketing goals is to drive more traffic to your website, then likes and shares aren't really going to matter that much. What you're going to be looking for is the click-through rates and the website traffic from social media. If you want to grow awareness of your brand and grow awareness of your business in your local area, then you're going to be tracking your followers and the shares and the mentions that your posts are getting on social. You will also be looking at the reach of each of your posts. If you want to get more leads, then you start looking at your email signups, your lead magnet downloads and clicks that have come from social. And then if you want to increase engagement, that's when you start paying attention to likes and comments and the reactions that you get on the likes of Facebook and shares per post. And that's the biggest thing, is creating content that your ideal audience want to share. Tracking mentions and replies on your stories are really important. What we've done previously is, you know, had a look at your audience and the different platforms. We've gone through optimizing your social media profiles to make sure that you have the same branding all the way through. What we're about to do now is set up a content calendar and a publishing schedule. And further on down the track, we'll be looking at the different scheduling tools. So you can literally, or your team can, block off a set amount of time. The content gets created, it gets scheduled, and you all get on with your day. And from there, it's just having a plan to jump in every so often and engage with people, and then keeping track of your social media and the response that you've had. So that's all about the content strategy. In the next lesson, I'm going to be stepping you through how to actually create content strategy, and I'm walking you through the planner we use, and just to help you get an idea of how you can plan ahead.